I'm Cronus. Welcome to the Musicians Insider podcast. And today we have none other than Johnny, genuine Italian one from TikTok, who is the head of the Mad Men of Metal hashtag and Mad Women of Metal hashtag. And he's been doing a great job of bringing together what we call a group of musicians who are mostly guitar players and other type of vocalists and instrumentalists, almost like a support group of the real last ones in the world. Johnny, let's hear about it. Tell me about it.
Hello,
How did this get started?
Hello, everyone. So, like you said, my name is Johnny, creator of the Mad Men community. So I would say last October, probably mid-October, I had a steady group of people that used to come in my lives a lot, right? And, you know, we support each other. We check each other's videos out, share them and everything else. So I got inspired by Tommy, Dombag 322. He had a group called Metal Corp, but they were very loosely organized. You know, they didn't really, you know, help each other out so much as just wearing a tag. So I'm like, you know what? We should do our own thing. We should do our own thing. So one of the guys came up with the name Mad Men of Metal. So I'm like, that's fucking perfect. So I made the font. I did all the things and kind of ran with it. And since last October, we have grown to well over, I can't even count the thousands of members. I lost count of the countries we're in. I mean, we are everywhere, all over the world, man. And it's crazy, the different cultures and diversity of music we have. It's insane.
Is there a goal that you had initially and it's changed, or is it the same or anything at all? Or what do you think? How would you...
Here's the thing. We're fighting against an algorithm where a rotund woman can fart in a jar and get a million views, right? Here we go, all of us with certain talents and skills, whether it be guitar, drums, singing. We got blues guys. We could barely get noticed. So my idea was strength in numbers. We use this hashtag together. We grow together. We share each other's stuff and comment. They can't ignore us anymore.
Well, so
you know what I mean? Like,
well, coming from an engagement thought line of process, because I do SEO, digital marketing, the number one thing you want to do for TikTok is what I've been observing just from my time on the platform is to get a comment on your video. If you get a comment on your video, you want to reply to that comment. But if you can get multiple comments and show it a lot of engagement on your videos, which you do, you will be rewarded by the algorithm regardless of what you're doing in a bottle. It's really TikTok rewards engagement. So that girl that did that thing you're saying about, it wasn't because of the corporate push behind her or anything. It was because she did something unique. People were commenting about it and she showed the algorithm. She tricked the algorithm by engaging properly and it worked for her. So,
well, you got to remember too, you got companies like Sephora and other companies that are kind of pushing an agenda where they're buying the views. They pay extra for those people to get the views. Some of these people have like 2 million followers. It's like, how? Seriously, how? You know, it's guys selling lipstick or it's some other kind of crazy stuff with TikTok market.
Well, I was looking at Matt, you know, the comedian Matt Rife, who's doing really good on TikTok. He was like, his story is interesting because he's like a comedian who was working with another guy. And the other guy was the one that the Montreal Laughs Festival wanted. He was just a tag along that they let him come for free, but he didn't get paid. And he posted a video on TikTok that got millions of views. And that was all it took for him, because then people went back and looked at all his other videos. And then suddenly he was a sensation because he knew how to... I mean, there's interesting stories like that, that I don't think like you can create, but it's like, there is that magic that can happen if you just happen to strike it right, like the match just right, you know?
Well, I had somebody jump up nude in my live the other day. Maybe I'll make a video of that and see how that goes.
Well, if you censor it, you could probably get a lot of views on, look what happened in my live. Oh my God. You know? Is there a Mad Men of Metal website yet? I know there's a store.
We are working on it. We are working on it. The domain was bought by somebody for Mad Men of Metal. So we want to do something. We got Mad Women of Metal. We got Mad Kids of Metal. So we're working on that right now. We're also working on a YouTube channel as a hub, We want to get everybody who has a YouTube channel or have them make them. I host their videos and then have a separate link to their YouTube. So everybody gets the views. You know what I mean? So we're spreading each other out.
Well, you can make a playlist. You can make a playlist on your YouTube channel, because I have my own YouTube channel, Cronus, that has 6,000 subscribers already, but I'm not getting a lot of traction. You know, it's hard to grow YouTube without giving it attention. I got to start posting my TikTok videos as shorts in YouTube, along with putting them as reels, but you got to post them before they have the watermarks on them. So it's just a lot of preparation. I'm using Canva a lot.
What is it? That.
Canva. I pay $20 a month. They should be giving me an affiliate link for this, but I use that. Yeah, it works well.
Damn, I need to do something of that nature. So we got a few things that will work. And I, you know, like I said, I got the merch store. You know, everybody begged me to make merch, so I made a merch store, Madmen of Metal, on Etsy.
I haven't bought any yet, but I did buy something from you the very first week, and then it didn't take. I did something wrong with the purchase, but I will get something soon to wear on my podcast. This is one.
So yeah, I mean,
love it.
We have all kinds of stuff, man. So, you know, being that we're only, you know, we're a fledgling group, just a year and change, the first 8 months, I mean, we really didn't get all that much traction. We got a bunch of people we knew who joined, including you and a few other people, you know, that I reached out to. It's been the past 10 months where we have just blown up. I mean, blown up. We're sponsored by a few different, couple different guitar companies, a guitar store, a pickup maker, you know, where they give us discounts and they kind of patron us.
And it seems to me like you're able to get access to lots of guitars, so you can do different videos about different types of guitars. Is that part of it?
Oh, yeah. That's how I started, man. I just, you know, I have a large collection. So I was like, you know, I didn't have a lot to do. A friend of mine was like, you need an outlet, something to keep you entertained, do something with music. Why don't you make a YouTube? Well, I started doing this. And it kind of helped me out of my funk, you know. So I started showing, demoing my guitars. And then after a while, I made friends with Parker Lundgren, former Queensryche at Diablo Guitars. And then I get to go over there and play guitars of my dreams.
I remember you mentioning the guy from Queensryche was going to join the group, and then he did. But I didn't realize that you actually connected so much with him. That is great.
Oh, yeah. I talk to him all the time. He lets me go in the shop like a kid in a candy store. Takes care of me on deals. I've got some of my dream guitars because of him. You see, you know what I mean? So,
how many guitars do you have, if you don't mind me asking? Or is that a count that you even have a number on?
65.
Really?
But they're top notch, man. Top notch. So I've upped my game quite a bit.
Wow.
I got something wrong, man. I got a serious acquisition problem. Serious acquisition problem. But, you know, I don't lord it over people. I love sharing. I love watching people get new gear. That's another thing with Mad Men. We have the Gear Pigs hashtag. We use that. People have gear and do demos and so on and so forth to show each other the stuff we got. You know, I'm a guitar player. I want to see other people's guitars. You know what I mean?
I'm a Gear Pig. I have so much gear. This is an Ableton push controller. It's used to control Ableton. It's actually the one that came number one. They have a push two now. This is a MIDI fighter. And I use this to start and stop all my songs that are in Ableton.
Nice.
And then
I just
another MIDI fighter, which I just like how it looks. You could assign them to do anything.
Looks like a TC Spark pedal.
And this is my Godin acoustic. I love this thing. It's like a Martin. It's like my dad. It plays exactly like my dad's 1961 Martin did.
Godins are good, man. They're, you know, they're North American made. They're Canadian made, and they're good guitars. A lot of
I'm an artist. I'm one of their artists, so I got that for half price. I love them. They're so amazing. Thank you, Godin.
Nice.
Yeah, and if for anyone out there that wants to know how to get endorsed, like make an album, work your ass off on being able to perform it live, get some footage of that, maybe shoot a video or get some live performance footage. Go to NAMM in Anaheim during the convention every January. Go meet your favorites. Go meet the people whose gear you play and ask them if you can be an artist. And genuinely they will, and they might give you a discount or they won't, but at least they like to have their gear in the field. So many companies are so helpful.
I get their corporate email and I send indecent pictures of myself until they just relent and say yes.
Perfect.
I'm just strong arming like that. I ain't got time for all that other shit. I need a quick answer.
So that's how you grow the Mad Men of Metal. So
Exactly it.
tell me more about it.
So I kind of consider us like the last vanguard of a music community. When we started, of course it was metal centric, guitar centric. And then I started realizing something. There's a lot of other types of music that, especially metalheads, we love all styles of music. Why not bring some different people in that we can collaborate with and network with aside from metal players? You know what I mean? So we got blues players. Man, we just got this girl from Slovenia, an opera singer. Not only is she a knockout, this woman's classically trained. Like, she is amazing. She's a mad woman of metal now. We have singer-songwriters and acoustic players and blues players.
When I worked with Steve Thompson, the producer that I do website for, Steve Thompson Producer Productions.com, he did Guns N' Roses and Metallica. We did a record with Patrizia. She's an opera singer, and it was a rock opera album. There's a cover of Creep. We did an original called On the Brink, and then did another a couple things, like all these like Caccini and like Mozart stuff live. It was pretty amazing. So interesting.
Nice.
Interesting. That was kind of neat. That was a while ago. It's over now, but it was cool. That's how I got to
Yeah.
know
So
Steve.
we started cross-pollinating. I started reaching out to different people, going, listen, man, don't be thrown off by the name. This is going to be for all music. All music is game. And here's the thing: let's open the doors a little bit and let's network with people you normally wouldn't meet and let's see what happens. And it resonated with a lot of people. It resonated with a lot of people. So we've gotten so many different styles and different instruments alone. I mean, shit, we got a one-handed ukulele player who teaches disabled people how to play.
Now, can you explain to my community and my viewers and my listeners what it is you do? Like how when people can join a live and what actually that looks like or what you're doing there. Some people
When
don't
we
know how to use TikTok.
Yeah, so if you get on TikTok and you have 1,000 followers, you get into something where you can go live. And they've given you an option now where you have 9 boxes where you can host and have 8 other guests. So what we've been doing is the people that we build up, and anybody who's open wants to jam, request a box. They'll come in and we'll take turns playing. We'll trade licks. We'll talk about gear. The biggest thing is the camaraderie part. We play some songs, we show each other stuff. We've had in one live 6 different countries represented in one live. 6 different countries, people from all over the world, man. And how many times are you really going to see that? I'm talking Malaysia and Brazil, Japan, Belgium, and what was the other one? England.
That's the real beauty
And
of it.
yeah, and it was total like United Nations type of stuff, man. Everybody had a different accent and everybody kind of did their own things a little bit different, but we get together and you don't think about all that stuff. We're under the Madman banner. We're all brothers and sisters in music, man. And that's how it's been. It really has. And a lot of people have told me how this has helped them, how it's motivated them, how they've met so many cool people because of this network that
So,
we've made.
I want to introduce you at some point to the DIT community in Toronto. It's a do it together community. It's basically an online music conference based out of Toronto, but it's global. It's the same kind of idea, but it's more structured and they have an app now and everything. But yeah, I found that it's been really interesting to just go online and network with these people. And one of the things they've been really pushing a little bit, one of the guys there, Daryl, he's been on my podcast twice now. Is he's all about trying to meet 4 people a day that are new and grow your network, right? So it's like what you're saying. So I was thinking about that. So I went live looking for you guys the other night and I couldn't find anyone. I think it was Friday. And I met some guy from Quebec, Ontario, New Brunswick. Yeah, so Quebec is next to Ontario in Canada. It's French people sometimes, and this guy was not able to speak English, but he used the phone to ask me to play something. Now, for some reason, he had me on a battle, and he was beating me. I don't do the TikTok battles. And I'm like, what's going on there? But I played music for him, and then he asked me with the translator if I could play like Hotel California or something like that. And I whatever it was, I think it was Metallica, Turn the Page, and I just Googled the tab for it and played it for him without even trying. Like, I had never played it before.
I do that a lot too. Like when I'm live by myself, that's where I gain a lot of new people will come in, and you know, they'll see what's that poster or what's this and that. And same thing, they'll request songs. My thing is I like to do it by ear. I don't even go for the tabs. I'll say, is this the song? Yes. I'll sit there and listen to it, and within 3 to 5 seconds I get the gist of it.
Oh,
enough
cool.
to be able to play. So
I only do the tabs if I just need it. I generally don't say I can play a song if I don't know it, but
I try to figure it out, man. I try to figure it out in front of them and train my ear, keep my ear trained. So it's been successful. It's worked. People are like, God, man, that's crazy. How'd you do that?
Well, you're a great player, man. Like, and you kind of have the same sort of like love for a certain style that I like too. So it's good. That's why I think we connect on here. A lot of Stone Temple Pilots. I'm real big on Pantera and Metallica too. You know,
not so much Pantera, Metallica for sure, more Megadeth.
Okay, no, I'm big on all that. The Pantera kind of started to hit me a little more later, but I started on Metallica. Like, we were all Megadeth, Metallica growing up.
Well, I remember getting on here, shit, well over a year and a half ago, and seeing you live riding a hoverboard and singing your songs and shit. And I remember, like, I was like, this is fun. This guy's fucking cool. I remember getting your attention, and we started talking, and, you know, we kept in touch that way. And then I brought you in with us to the Mad Men of Metal. I was like, oh, I got to get this guy. I got to get Cronus. He's got to join us.
My thing was,
and you did.
I just didn't want to get the gimmick of being the guy on the hoverboard that plays. I kind of want that connected to one of my songs, but not to my entire being. Although it probably would have blown up.
I was like, how the fuck is he doing that? How is he not busting his ass? And you're playing leads. You're playing leads and you're singing and you're going back and forth. I'm like, oh, okay. This guy's.
I remember hearing that the guys from Dream Theater would kick a soccer ball to each other while playing like one of their hardest songs ever. But to them, it's just another song because they can play it every time. But I mean, that made me think if you could do something with your feet, you know, I was trying to figure out how to dance and do the shuffle, but. I'm so calm, but I gotta keep my head up. Regardless of this life got me fed up. Fed up, words got me burning up like calories. Trying to stay alive, survive with lower salary. I'd rather ride the hoverboard. That's what I do at Burning Man anyway, to dance. So is there
something silly?
Is there anything that we can talk about that might help grow the Mad Men and the Mad Women of Metal? Like, what's something that maybe we don't know, or tell us some stories that you've got from the field?
Let's see. I can tell you that I've gotten emails from people who were in severe depression. Don't really have a lot of friends on the outside. You know, a lot of people are isolated. A lot of people come to this app who really don't have a lot of people. And being able to have a social outlet, meet people who like the things that they do and don't judge them, right?
A safe space.
A safe place, man. You know, no politics, no this, no that. I don't want to know your pronouns. And none of that shit applies here. No religion. This is about music. And if you connect with people, you connect with people. And, you know, one guy found his son. His son happened to see him on one of the Mad Men tag videos.
Whoa. And that's amazing.
You know, other people were like, you know, I've met all these people. And I've had people who told me they were close to, you know, unaliving themselves. And this has helped them meet people and not do that.
That's amazing.
And that really, I didn't realize how much of an impact we would have. That's heavy shit to me.
Well, yeah, so, but you and I are kind of like veterans in this a bit, like when it comes to playing online, like once you get that fear out of the way, it's a big deal to get to that point. And like for people, their first time playing on here is really scary. So you got to make them feel welcome and comfortable. And like, look, if it doesn't work, it's not like karaoke in front of a team of people judging you. It's just It's just jamming. I run karaoke every Saturday, and I use that to like work the crowd and also to learn how to like just expand whatever you can and keep playing in front of people, you know?
Yeah, and that's the thing we do. We make a lot of these people who don't do it feel comfortable in our lives and give them the confidence enough to want to play. We're not going to judge you, dude. Look, everybody started out doing, you know, or whatever. Nobody starts out being perfect. So don't worry about all that shit. Play something that makes you happy. Hang out with us, you know, enjoy it. That's what music is supposed to be. It's supposed to be fun. We ain't judging you on your playing style. Matter of fact, you want help? We've had guys who do private lessons for people for free. For free. We have other guys who, you know, they have extra equipment. They send it to a less fortunate person.
I love it.
I myself,
I would love to do that, but I'm not in a position to, but maybe I would be. And this is where I would send it.
Okay. And, you know, I myself have given away four guitars.
Beautiful.
And to a few of the mad kids of metal who I felt had potential and stuff. And I've had other people who have donated to other people. So we help each other out.
I just lent an acoustic guitar to a friend, and then the next day their house burned down. I'm sorry, that's not the story. The house was on fire and everything was fine after.
Did you get the acoustic out?
No problem. No problem. It's still there. They can still live there. It's just, it was in the morning they called me telling me that there's all these fire trucks and the whole place is on fire. But it turned out it was a building. And it was not nearly as serious as I was told. But the night before I lent them the guitar, I'm like, no. Typical.
We don't need the water. Let that motherfucker burn.
Right on, Johnny.
The roof on fire. So yeah, so,
I love the idea of going live on Fridays with you guys more. And if you want me to help out, let's get that going, because I've been telling people to join me at Madman of Metal on Friday, and I haven't been seeing you guys.
I'll make a video stating it. We'll get a time, but it's got to be consistent. That's the thing. And that's why I stopped Fridays, because I couldn't be consistent.
7 to 9.
Yeah. Could do a consistent time, host it, you know, make sure it's for us. It's a Mad Men of Metal event. Yeah, man, you're more than welcome. You're definitely more than welcome. Saturday, you know, myself and Stray Millennial, Kayla, who was, you know, I don't know if anybody knows, myself and there's Nick, the underboss, and Kayla, Stray Millennials. Those people helped me out invaluably. You know what I mean? Kayla does a lot of technical stuff, making videos and promotional stuff for us and networking for us. Nick is always out there, you know, beating the drum and getting people, reposting, doing their stories and connecting with people, you know, so it ain't just me, you know. I got a pretty good supporting cast of people, that are helping me, who believe in the same idea, you know, that it
how can
work.
We help you? How can your average, like my listeners, help you?
Easily. And this is self-serving on your own. If you join the Mad Men, right? Support the way you want to be supported. Comment on their videos. Repost their videos. Interact with people and make it a community that you want to see. If you're not a madman, go to the hashtag Madmen of Metal. Look at all the videos. If you like some of the musicians, support them. Share their stuff out. Comment on their stuff. Get them followers, however you want to. And then people will follow you back. It's almost self-serving. It's really that simple.
I was thinking we should do a thread, like you did with the one that everyone joins. That's a video reply thread where you just ask every member to make one video reply. And who cares? Like playing a song, like playing 20 seconds of something, but not more than 30 seconds. You know what I mean? Or make it, no, yeah. Sorry, make it 1 minute, because then it'll make the algorithm, has to be 1 minute and 2 seconds long or something. But that would be awesome. I think that would be like an introductory post where everyone just says, hi, I'm so-and-so. I like to play this type of music. Feel free to reach out to me if you want. Here's my handle. And I love being Mad Men of Metal. Just something like that. That'd be amazing.
We've done that. videos where we've had an amalgam of different players with their names and so on and so forth, and we put it out there so people can find them. The best way to do it is just hit the hashtag.
Well, you know, but I'm just coming up with a thought that maybe it'd be cool to make a new post where we all, because like I'm noticing what I do now when people comment is I do a video reply. I don't comment back. I video reply on everything that I possibly can. And I'm just thinking it might be neat to do a post where everyone has a video reply where we all introduce ourselves.
That could be, or I could, you know, introduce people with a video reply when they comment on the video and say, hey guys, here's our new such and such. And, you know, because it's tough. I have to share out videos and get them, the new people out there, to get them their core people. And with the ad list that I've made, you should get to 1,000 pretty much almost instantly. So,
and yeah, explain how that works. So you have a post that's at the top. It's pinned.
Yep. It's the first post on my page. It's pinned and it's for members. Nobody can see it unless you're friends with me for a reason. Once I bring you in, once I explain to you kind of what, you know, what we're trying to do, and you're on board with what we're trying to do. And I take it very personal because I'm running this. So I want it a certain way. There's a vision that I have. So I try to make everybody understand that. The first post is a whole list of people who comment, hey, I'm such and such. Thanks for letting me in. They'll add everybody else who commented, and they'll comment, add, new people will come, and we continue it going.
But I need to go back and re-add all the people that are new. And it's almost like if we need a better way to almost do that. But I was trying to figure that one out.
It's tough. The thing is new people will start adding people. Old people can go back and check the list of people they've missed. I can't do it all, man. Well, you know what I mean? People,
do you frown upon, or do you encourage someone like me to go in and comment again at the bottom? Because I don't want to be in the list twice, but is that okay?
Just go through the list and you can see if you're friends with somebody or not. Foolproof.
So what I do to add new people for discovery, I go into the TikTok has a screen that's in the live section in the back end, and it says and under the creator tools right there, I go to live, you know, you hit the live at the top, and then I go into suggested creators right there. And then what I do is I follow them, because these are all people who have more than 1,000, and that means they're real. They might join your live, they might interact with you. And so I just follow them all, you know, just whatever, and then go back to here and just hit suggested creators again and get a new list of them.
Well, hopefully they're musicians though. You know what I mean? Whereas my list,
oh no, this is all just a way to grow your TikTok and expand it. And then you filter it later. I'm just trying to grow unrelated to your hashtag.
Yeah, I mean, because for us, you know, we grow on our own separately, and like friends of our friends, everybody brings their own group of people that they brought. And you wind up getting a lot of people residually from other people. And everybody who's on the list has been, you know, verified by me. Nobody just joins without talking to me, and I get to know them and know a little bit about them. So, you know what I mean? Everybody's been bona fide and verified that I know they're real and they're good to go.
So when you say join, that means that you've accepted them as a friend to you.
Yeah. Got it. Accepted them as a friend, given them the hashtags, right? I give them the link to the video now, and they go comment on it. I give them the tags. I tell them what we're doing, what I expect and what I want. And there they go. They go and comment. They add everybody else. They make a video with the hashtags. They tag me in the first one, right? So then I share it out with a whole shit ton of people.
When is the first Mad Men of Metal hashtag live show at a venue?
Shit. Yeah. We have talked about it and bounced it around and bounced it around. Logistically, that is so hard.
Well, here's what I think.
We have to do a tour. Places.
Do a tour, but it's not a bunch of people on the road. It's just in each city. It's the local Mad Men doing it.
That's something we've talked about. And, you know, that would be insane. That would be so and
all you really are asking people to do is book a show and use the madman sign. That's really all you're asking them to do.
Well, play and get along, but you know, money being tight as it is and people with time and everything, who knows how that's going to work. I would love to see that. I would absolutely love to be able to travel and meet people. You know what I mean? I would love to get along and hang out with some of the people here. I would love to go to other countries. I used to live in Italy. I would love to go back to Italy.
So, but are these types of things that you've like been planning, or like what kind of future?
Kicking the ideas around. Right now they're just in the talk phase. You know what I mean? There's not anything concrete. Also, we've had guys, we have John Smith. His band is called Social Arsonist. They were on tour in Chile. Well, we have a madman down there in Chile, and they met up. He's native to Chile, and then they got to meet. We've had other people who have been on tour and have gotten to meet each other as well. So we've had plenty of people who have networked and met each other through madmen specifically. So that's pretty cool. So hopefully more of that, not to mention the collaborations of music. We've got people from all over the globe right now making songs together because of the madmen, and they're putting out music. We've had four bands spawn from this. Maybe where they connected and they started bands.
Is there a Spotify Madmen Metal playlist yet, or a playlist on any of these?
Yeah, there is. Nick, the underboss, has it on his page where we got everybody's Spotify. Add yours, and then you add everybody else's. We've worked on that too to try to get everybody to grow each other's stuff.
I've now got 16 Spotify followers.
Yep, go to Nick's page, and you'll see the list there. Also, what I've been telling people to do is when you make videos, right? Say it's something where you need background noise for whatever, use one of the Mad Men's music and spin it on TikTok. Like, I've used your music as background for a whole bunch of shit.
And I appreciate and other that.
People, you know,
I'm trying to get every track from my record. It's like they only use the same one. It's like, can you get people to, like, we should tell the community, hey, go through someone's discography and just use random tracks from it where it works.
Well, you know,
mess with the algorithm.
They're gonna do what they're gonna do. I don't like being bossy and telling people all the time what to do.
No, 100%. Just make suggestions, yeah. Like challenges. You know, like the
exactly. Just, you know, hey, this would be a good idea if you guys wanted to do this. Hey, this might work out if you do this. I don't want to come across as bossy. This ain't a job.
It would be good to have initiatives that align with, like, it's March. You know, like a March Madness hashtag or something, you know, a Metal Madness, or, and then it's April, maybe an Easter thing or just something that goes along with what's going on.
Well, it's March Madness, so I think everybody, including the females, should grow a mustache. You know what I mean?
November.
We'll have the Mad Men, Mad Women mustache thing. Yeah, for November or March, you know, we'll do something like that.
The Mad Men of Movember.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Maybe April, you know, for spring, everybody's got to shave everything completely off.
But I like the idea of a challenge where you just ask everybody to play a Metallica song and see what they do. Or ask everyone to play.
We've done that. And we've done Pass the Pick, where, you know, we'll play a song and somebody will flick the pick and the other one will pick it up. We've done collaborations of that. We started songs and then went. We've done a lot of that. And it's turned out.
That's really cool.
Matter of fact, I just did one. I just did a Sabbath song that is going to be passed around to about 5 or 6 different musicians, and they're going to duet it. So we're going to do a whole big collaboration. Sabbath.
Oh, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. Nice. Is it Children of the Grave? I'm a huge Randy fan.
I'm doing that one. That'll be another one I do. Knows me, I am a huge Sabbath freak. Oh, tomorrow's my birthday, by the way.
Oh, dude, yeah. Happy 28th.
Yes, exactly. 28th. I never grow any older than that. Now, where can this be found?
On the musiciansinsider.com for the audio version, but on youtube.com/Cronus on the Musicians Insider playlist. So that's for the video. So this video, and just wherever you get podcasts, you can listen to it.
We gotta definitely do that so I can share your link out for your stuff so everybody will go listen to it, you know?
You know how it works, brother. All right, well, is there anything else you wanted to talk about before we finish off today? Any messages
I'd for like your... to my immense gift that I was bestowed behind my guitar. No, I'm just kidding. No, man, I appreciate everyone who's making this community work. All right, it ain't just me. You know, I don't get all this. Everybody thinks, you know, it doesn't benefit only me. It benefits everybody. Everybody who's participated and joined, who gets it, who I've met, I want to thank them all. I want to thank them all. This has become something that actually means something. It's become a movement and a legit one, a real legit one. And I'm happy. I am proud of it. I am proud of what we're building. And I say we because we're all.
Me too. And I'm excited for you. I'm proud of what you've done so far, and I'm happy to help out on Friday nights. Let's do it. All right.
Absolutely. You have any aversion to full frontal nudity?
Personally, I'm good with Burning Man, so we're good.
Okay, good. Good. Because Friday nights is usually, you know, full frontal. So
you have to tune in to find out, people. Tune in and find out.
You going to see Cronus's? Cronus. I don't know. Maybe.
All right. Well, that is the ending of this edition of this episode of the Musicians Insider podcast. You want to play us out, Johnny?
Oh, shit.
The noise cancellation is on, so it doesn't I can't hear you.
Yeah, that's what I figured. That's all right. So, thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me talk about this little thing we're doing. I appreciate it. Anybody who does watch this aside on TikTok and stuff, make sure you add Aaron. He's one of us. For the TikTok cuts and creates guys, make sure you share pieces of these out so they circulate. If any of you guys want to interview with Aaron, talk to him. We'll get more mad men and more mad women out there on the spotlight. You'll be helping your brother and helping yourself. So
I love it.
Just get with him and we'll get you out here, man. So appreciate it, bro.
Great. This has been the Musicians Insider. I'm Cronus. Thanks so much for joining me today.
Thank you.